playing through my speakers.
Yeah, I don't hear anything, Gitch.
I don't know what's playing through my speakers.
Boom. And welcome to another episode.
Stream Deck must be mad because I refuse to update it every single time because I'm just tired of opening every single application on my computer thing. Like, oh, you got an update.
Really? Does it? It does that every time?
Yeah, like you'll up. It probably has an update every month or something, and it's like I always just say no, piss off. I don't want to do it. So then it's just like I keep doing it. So now I think it's mad at me, and it's like, oh, well, fine, be that way.
So now our intro song played through Gage's speakers instead of through the desktop, I guess. But that's okay.
Yeah. Hold on. Input. Okay. Let's try this. Whoops. I don't know which app to be mad at, Stream Deck or Wavelink.
Ooh.
Because it should. Both. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so it's just a giant piece of shit, huh? There we go.
Better.
Yeah, that's better.
Better to be late than never. Right? Is that what they say?
Yeah, better late than never.
Kind of like
which is not that's not what they say about me.
Well, that's good to know, I guess, depending on frame of reference, you know.
Yeah. Not really a good thing, but you know, hey.
Cheers to that, brother.
Cheers, bro. I'll drink to that.
Yeah, and there's other ways, though. Again, frame of reference depends on what we're talking about. Because, for instance, if we were talking about old people that like to call you about your company or business or whatever late at night, I'd rather you be late or never call me than never.
Yeah.
Or did I say that vice versa? I'd rather you just not fucking call me at all and call me the next day than thinking to yourself better late than never and calling me at 6 o'clock at night or 6:30 at night, because now you're overstepping boundaries and I don't care to hear about your shit. You could have a flooded basement and I don't want to hear from you, bro.
That's it. And I wish so. Now this is going to go off on a little tangent. I mean, backstory, I had this guy call business number twice after hours and leave the same messages, and he's all like antsy about it. It's like, bro, I'm not calling you back. So I shot him a text. He hasn't responded. I don't think he knows how to text, or maybe that's a business number, but
yeah,
I know Google listens to this, but like, for the love of God, please, can I edit my business profile to where it says call or text preferred, you know, or something on there. Yeah. So like people see that phone number and it says text, it just gives you a phone number.
Yeah. And I can understand from your point of view, with you being a business owner, you probably feel a little more obligated to probably respond to these people, even if it's late at night, because business is a little more important in keeping that cash flow to you. Whereas me, like, it doesn't matter. My paycheck is guaranteed whether I ignore these people or not, whether I decide to literally ignore them all day tomorrow, too. Like, it doesn't change anything. They could leave me any crappy comment they want online. Doesn't matter. Will not affect me one bit. I will still receive a paycheck for many years to come, you know?
Yeah.
It could affect you. Is that your bird? Is he with us on the podcast?
Yeah. He is. He's over here eating a piece of popcorn.
Oh. Hi, birdie. Yeah.
Come here. He's camera shy today, I guess. I don't know if he'll even show up.
Yeah, there he is. The green screen kind of wants to, the background wants to kind of like absorb him or whatever.
The artificial green screen, it doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So, no, but yeah, he's here and he keeps me calm and keeps me from yelling at people on the phone for calling me after hours.
Yeah, and that's where, man, it took me a very long time to adapt to this, but eventually I just got so tired of people calling me late at night and texting me and all this stuff that I had to learn to not only have like a separate work phone, but then having that work, and it's not even a work phone. I should say it's a work line on the same cell phone. It's the 8x8 app, right? And you set your work hours. So when someone tries to text or call you on it, they can't unless it's actually between those business hours, because I cannot stand it when people text me late at night and they're usually complaining about something. That's nobody texts me.
Nobody's calling late at night for a good reason.
No, it's nothing like a, hey, just checking in, man. Want to see how that beer brewing or that podcast is going. It's all just like complaints. So I've learned to shut it off and just ignore it. And then when people I talk to them the next day and they're like, hey, didn't you get my text messages last night or my voicemails? I'll be like, no.
Nope.
That was after hours, man. And so, no, I did not. And I saw that you called, so I called you back right away. Oh, well. And then they go off on some tangent, and I'm just like, see, that could have waited.
And you learn that it wasn't actually that important.
No, and that it indefinitely could have waited until the morning, and that there was no reason to call me, panicking.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's how people roll.
That happens about 95% of the time. And when it is an emergency, people all of a sudden remember that we have, like, emergency phone numbers and stuff, you know?
Right, and that you are not the emergency phone number.
I am definitely not the emergency guy. You do not want this guy showing up at your house fixing your problems 6:30, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, because it is filled with beer at this point. And there is, trust me, like you do not want this in your house. So do you still let your work phone ring even after hours? You don't have the business?
Usually.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it. It's got, like, do not disturb settings and stuff for that app. We use Google Voice, which is, it's fine. I just, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
You don't sound fine, but okay.
No, I'm just over it. I'm tired of talking to people.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of talking to dumb people on the phone. And then they're like, you tell them something, and they're just sort of like, you know, people love to bargain with you. And you know, you come out with that price. It's like, look, the price is the price. And they're like, well, could you do a little better? It's like, no, you can call somebody else. I'm not doing anything for cheaper. So see ya.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know.
How often?
Anyway, I'm not going to go on a tangent about that one either.
Yeah. How often, I guess, do people? Well, no, because now I'm curious. So,
okay.
How often do people actually contact you complaining or wanting to argue pricing with you?
Not very common. I mean, it you know, usually, generally speaking, I say the price, and then they'll just say, like, oh, okay, thanks, and then they hang up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, every once in a while you do get, there's a certain kind of, just, you can kind of tell when you're talking to people and you're just sort of like, this sounds like a person who's not going to like this price. So you're like, yeah, it's going to be $600. And they're like, you can't do any better? I'm like, nope. And then I always do my spiel like, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you go somewhere else. You know? It's just how it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, if you're going to be, you know, cheap customers are those customers that always want more, that, you know, they'll call you over because they're like, oh, I got this broken. You go over and fix it. And they're like, oh, well, can you take a look at this too? Oh, well, since you're here. And it's like, all right, I'm going to stab you, but I can't because I don't want a bad review. So you can just, like, kind of tell those people, it's like, they're just not worth my time. You're just going to lose money on them anyway, you know?
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, man, because I get that sometimes too. I get people that want to argue pricing, or they want, oh, this is bullshit. You sold me all these appliances. You didn't tell me that I wasn't buying a refrigerator. Bro, did you look in your contract? Did you read the documents?
Did you
notice what you actually bought? Did you just seriously walk into this house, say, yeah, where do I sign? Walk out and be like, wait. It doesn't come with
you're telling me I don't get a washer and dryer with the house?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, bro, did you see it in there? Were you paying attention? Like, no, it wasn't it. Well, what can you do for me? Nothing.
Nothing.
You bought the house, dude, as is. I don't keep refrigerators stocked away in the back.
Yeah, we don't We don't just have a Connex sitting over there full of refrigerators for people like you, you know?
Yeah, dude, this isn't fucking Foot Locker. I can't go into the back and see if we've got a size fucking 10 that came in this morning on a shipment cargo. Like, that's not how it works, dude. Like, either the house has those appliances or it doesn't. And
right.
The worst part is, man, that, like, my company tends to be a little more lenient towards these kinds of things. So we actually, this is a true story. This guy complained exactly like that. We told him, no, man, it is what it is. Like, the fridge didn't come with it. Sorry. You signed all the documents. Here's your signature right here. Here's the paperwork. Right. Says right here, no refrigerator in bold red letters. Nothing we can do about it. Well, then I want my money back. I don't want to buy the house. Really? You're not going to buy a house because of a refrigerator?
Over a refrigerator?
We're going to call your bluff here. We're going to go to legal and get that document worked up, and we're going to send you your money back and see if you really carry through with this. And then the whole thing came back where then eventually apparently he came back with some email like, blah, 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 I'm poor, I'm sad, blah. And
I'm poor buying a new house.
Yeah. And my sales manager came back and now she bought the idiot a refrigerator, and now I'm responsible for putting it in the house. Yeah. Yeah. That's
so then you know that guy feels so good and so smug, and he's just got a fucking hard on. He's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I showed him.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. And then on top of that, the other worst part of it all is then he now feels empowered and feels that if he continues this attitude in future endeavors, he will be able to get what he wants because someone else in my company couldn't just hold the line, you know?
Right.
Because if it were me, I would have said, in all honesty, I would have been like, oh, well, dude, here's the paperwork. Here was the contract. You signed it. If you want your money back, you're actually shit out of luck on that, too. But if you don't want this house, here's a contract that gets you out of the deal so you don't have to close on the home. I'll just keep the house and your money at this point because you fucked up and made a mistake not reading documentation very carefully. Because that's, in all honesty, just kind of how it goes, man, most of the time.
Right.
You know, especially... Yeah. When you're buying something as big as a house, you don't sit down for like 3 hours signing contracts and then just like at the end, wait,
where's my fridge?
You mean to tell me this house doesn't come with a couch? I want my money back. This is ridiculous.
I thought this was fully furnished. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
That's just people, man.
It's the craziest
and I get
thing.
It. Like, I'm all for getting a good price, but. You know.
Yeah. It sucks when you're on the receiving end of it, though. You know?
Sure.
Because then I argue with people all the time, too, though, and argue pricing down. I do to my vendors all the time. I'm like, bro, it did not take you 6 hours to paint that wall. Bullshit. I call bullshit. I'll pay you for two.
Right.
All
right?
I could have done it in two. Fine. We were there for six, but I'll charge you four. Bro, I ain't paying for four.
No.
I'll pay for three. I'll pay half of what you want because I watched your lazy ass sit there and eat lunch for an hour and a half and stand at the fucking food truck. And I'm paying for that. So get over it. You know? And that's my day. That's literally what my entire day consists of, man.
And that's, you know, for a lot of our pricing, especially this year, we really got away from doing anything hourly. You know?
Yeah.
So just because it's one of those things, like, there's a little bit of gray area in there, right? Like, let's say I'm at a job for 2 hours, right? And I'm charging $160 for it, whatever, because I didn't have any parts. I was digging a hole, whatever it looks like, right?
Yep.
Somebody could say, well, you were on your phone for about 20 minutes. You know, they could fight you on that, where it's like, just come out and say, like, this is going to be the price. We don't do labor. That's just our price, you know?
Yeah, you can't get those arguments then. People can't come back.
And if it takes me 6 hours for a job that's only going to pay $160, well, that's my problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, exactly. Yep. I hear you, brother. And that's why for our 12 subscribers and few fellow listeners here on the podcast, we deeply appreciate if you guys are some of our subscribers and followers over on the YouTube channel, because that is going to be Mind Engage's big breakaway to get out of these crazy jobs that we live right now.
I'm still okay with working my job, but I'm going to need to hire somebody to do my part in the field.
Before you snap. Before you snap.
I just hate answering the phone. I hate the constant contact of people. That's just what I can't stand. So on yesterday, I counted. I had 30 different people contact me via phone call, text message, Yelp, or email. Ugh. And it's just like, I can't stand it. And then the problem is, you know how it is when you're talking to a whole bunch of people at once. You like can't remember. You're like, wait, did I respond? So then I have to like double check through all my texts, all my Yelps, all my emails. And it's like, it's just exhausting.
So that's why it takes so long for you to reply back to my other stuff during the day, because you're too busy.
Yeah,
getting
and it's
bombarded.
It's, truthfully, I feel bad about it because like I don't text my mom back. Like I just don't text people back a lot, and it's usually just because I'm like, by that point of the day, I'm just like, and it's terrible because it's like these are the people that I like that I actually don't have a problem with texting with, but like by the point I get to it, I'm just sort of like, yeah, fuck you,
yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah,
I'll text you when I get to you. I read it. Like I was talking with Patrick the other day, and there was like 2 days in between where I'm like, ah. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, trust me, man. I feel your pain. And even some of my employees that I love to death, man, and I get along with them great. Honestly, I go out for beers with them. But there are some times, man, where it's like they'll call me like in an afternoon or on a weekend, like with an emergency kind of ordeal. And I'm just like,
right.
Even those guys, I'm just like, dude. My brain is just so fried from talking to people.
Right.
Like, I just need to sit in a cold, dark room for 1 hour and not talk to anyone. Please leave me alone.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. My phone blows up more than everyone. And do you actually, man, do you, because we haven't done this in a while. Do you have T-Mobile?
No, Verizon.
Okay. Does Verizon keep track of like your text messages, your phone calls, minutes, hours, all that stuff?
Yeah, actually, I think they do. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't have the app on my phone. I got to get the iPad out here.
Okay. No worries. I was just going to see if it did, your usage and what your average is, or like, you know, on an average day or whatever, you know, like how many minutes or messages.
So what sucks with me is most of mine isn't through Verizon. It's through my business number with Google Fi. So it's not going to look that cool, you know? But I'm going to try and pull it up here if I can remember my Verizon password.
Well, while you do that, I've got some fun stats for you. So in the... Wait, this can't be right. There's no motherfucking way. According to this, maybe this could be right, man. No. Okay, so it says in May, I sent 2,846 text messages.
Okay.
And was on the phone for 1,911 minutes in total. In June, it was 3,041 text messages and about 1,700 minutes of phone calls. And then I click on July, which we're only halfway through July.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way that this is possible. This is saying that I have sent 3,189 text messages, which is...
In 10 days or 11 days?
Yeah, beats June, and we're only halfway through. And I've been on the phone for 1,629 minutes, which is, yeah, how much I spent in May and June. Just about already in 10 days.
How
There's
many
no
1,600 and what?
1,629 minutes.
It's like 27 hours.
I get a lot of phone calls, man. More than you could possibly imagine. So I get it, dude. Trust me. I mean, I'm some days, man, I'm a people person, and some days I want nothing to do with people. And this is probably why I love video games as much as I do, because I just spend way too much time with people, just in general, out in public, in society. They say a construction worker, man, on average, in a residential setting like me, that we deal with, I think the average was somewhere around like 300 plus people in probably like a 2-day span. And every house on average has about 300,000 moving parts that goes into it. And we manage 20 of them at a time when it's a single guy, in which I have a total of 5 employees on one job site, and then I have 7 on the other, plus 2 land developers, 1 warranty rep, 4 sales consultants on one job site, 5 sales consultants on another job site. And my job is to manage everything and everyone at all times. And I receive phone calls from everyone that they're working with, plus everyone above me, plus all of them. So it's just kind of like this. It's the reason why I'm on the phone, I guess, for 27 hours.
Disgusting. I have no other way to say it. I can't stand, like...
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say I can't stand it. I don't like talking to people that I don't really know.
Yeah.
When you have to be, like, nice. Man. I can answer the phone. Like, if you're calling me, and I'm be like, what's up? How's it going? Well, it's fucking shitty, bro. You know, where, like, if a customer calls, I have to be like, hey, it's cool. It's so great. Wow, did you see the sunrise this morning? right, I got my history here. So
all right.
This is my last billing period. I only had 800 minutes on the phone, and I had 2,614 texts.
Damn.
Now... here's my data, and this is from May 26th to June 26th. Well, hold on a minute. Hold on.
Cue epic music.
Yeah, hold on. I don't have it synced up. I don't think I put the new one on here. Hold on, hold on. Time out, time out.
All right.
You know what I mean?
3.
Guys who think they know it all put their knowledge to the test. Are they really as smart as they think they are? Or are their IQs in the 70s? In the next few minutes, we'll find out their true intelligence levels. It's time for Techno Trivia!
Okay, Robert.
All right.
I got a few questions for you.
All right.
Not really trivia. It's going to be just a guessing game.
Okay.
How much data did I use between May 25th and June 25th?
You spend a lot of time out in the field, probably on websites and constantly doing stuff, man. I am gonna guess 28 gigabytes.
36.55 gigabytes. Pretty proud of that one, actually.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to take a look at my grandma, Nedra. Let's take a look and see how much... Oh, man. This kind of makes me sad. I don't think I can see her... I'd have to go log into the other one. So this is just since June 26th. How much data has my grandma used?
2 gigabytes.
Pretty close. 0.02 gigabytes. Or 20 megabytes.
And what do you think she was looking up? Probably photos of you on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I figure if I send her a picture or something, but she's on Wi-Fi at home.
Yeah.
And, so that's grandma. Grandma's only had 13 text messages.
Oof.
I probably need to text grandma a little more.
That's sad. But that, you got to think, though, man. She grew up in a world where she's used to 0 text messages.
True.
You know, So how could we? I mean, sure, us as millennials would look at
zero tax last
and be
month.
A little sad.
She used 0.2 last month, so 200 megabytes.
Oh.
She had 17 text messages over the course of a month.
There we go.
So here's what I'm curious about. I'm guessing that doesn't count. So, like, when you and I text back and forth, we're using RCS, Google's messaging service.
Yep.
So it's not technically a text message. So it must not count those. Because I know my dad and my grandma text every day in the morning and at night. So there has to be more than 17. And apparently she only had 1 minute of phone call. So I don't believe that.
Yeah. Counting
so
it different.
So let's try my... See what my dad did last month. How much data do you think my dad used in the last billing cycle?
Your dad? I have no idea, man. 20? No, 15.
Gigabytes?
Yeah.
0.78 gigabytes.
Really? I figured your dad would spend a little more than that. He's kind of techy, a little bit.
He had like three. Well, so he has two phones, so like a lot of more. He uses his work phone. He had 300 messages.
Okay.
All right. This is my mom. How much data do you think my mom used in the last month?
Does she use social media more than your dad?
No. Well, no.
Okay. I'm going to guess. 0.2, 0.5.
0.44. So pretty close.
Pretty close. Pretty close. Yeah, it's interesting, man. The kind of the bridge there. And I don't think my dad uses a whole lot either and doesn't really talk or text people a whole lot either. You know?
Yeah.
I think that's just kind of the difference between generations, whereas me and you use it sacrilegiously.
Yeah, all points of contact.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And even just between, like, us and Mitch. Like, Mitch, he doesn't want a single phone call ever. He doesn't care for emails. He doesn't want phone calls. Sometimes he doesn't even want text messages. He would prefer a Snapchat over a text message. That I don't even get, you know? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm all for text messages, but I don't want a Snapchat because they disappear, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can save stuff in chat and you can choose how long they're saved for, but
right.
For the most part, that stuff disappears.
And it depends on the conversation, though, too, because depending on what we're talking about, for instance, what I tried calling you about the other day, some of that stuff that I was going to talk to you about, I wanted nothing to do with that being like in text message.
Yeah, because it's like you start typing something sometimes, and then you're just sort of like, I guess I got to call, you know? Like, cause I deal with that with, like, my business partner a lot, because, like, generally I'm like, bro, I talk to you, like, 8 times a day. I'm tired of talking to you. I'm going to send you a text. And then I start typing, and I'm like,
I should just call him.
I need to call this guy. But the one thing I do like about text messages is like, you have that record of it. You can go in and search for it. Because, like, it's like, you know what it's like? You get brain fog because you talk to so many people.
Yep.
And then you're like, I know I talked with this to Robert about this. So then I can just go in there and search for, you know, porn or whatever we're talking about. And then it'll show up. No.
Yeah, and I don't even do that. I'll just text you if I forgot. And I'm like, I don't remember if we discussed this. I'm just going to ask him if we discuss this. Maybe he'll remember because I don't even want to go back and search. That's usually my fault.
I just search it.
Yeah, that's my fallback. So, but in speaking of new phones, though, man. So, and by the time that anyone's listening to this, Prime Day will be long gone. But one thing that I found on Prime Day deals is cell phones. So I should specify, though, at least the ones that I was looking at, Galaxy phones. All Galaxy phones are on sale through Prime Days. You can get an S23 Ultra for like $300, almost $400 off. And even like the S23 Plus, it's about like $250 off. The S23 is $200 off. I mean, these are better deals than what you could find through just about any carrier, too, man. This is actually quite a bit of money for a relatively kind of newish phone, you know?
Right.
So, the fact that Amazon Prime, though, is like sneaking in and snagging deals like that, man, is kind of crazy. And another one, or I guess more so just a larger brand that has had a lot of deals through Prime Days, man, is Elgato. Have you seen all the Elgato discounts?
I did. I actually have that whole page sitting right here. They have like literally every single thing is on sale.
Yeah. External capture cards, mic arms, their ring light is on sale for quite a bit.
The steamy dick,
key lights, face cams, you name it, dude. I didn't realize.
My microphone.
Your XLR one. Out of all the Elgato stuff that's on sale, which one do you kind of want the most?
I always think the green screen would be cool, but I don't think I would use it. Mm-hmm. The other one would probably be the external capture card, so I could use it to, you know, for like Xbox or PlayStation or Switch or whatever, hook up to that so I could record off of that. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because which external capture card are you looking at in particular?
Just the HD60X.
Okay, so I was looking at...
Which does 4K 30.
Yeah, yeah. I am looking at... Wait, and this might not even... Is this even Elgato? This might not even fucking be Elgato.
You got a knockoff?
Yeah, this one's not Elgato. But it looks really... It looks too good to be true. yeah, I'm gonna send you the link here. It's an external, it's Ribosin 4K audio video capture card uses USB 3.0 HDMI video, full HD for game recording, live streaming, and broadcasting. I don't like buying stuff, man, that has less than 4 stars, and this is sitting at 4.2, so that
4.2.
Yeah, that always really sketches me out, but I've been thinking about getting a video capture card just because I never sold my old computer like I had all of the intentions in the world to do, to make up money to buy this new one.
Right.
And I didn't. So, and then I kept telling myself, well, I've got this extra monitor that sits up here that I don't use. Why don't I just buy a graphics card for this computer? That's the only thing that it needs to run. If I bought a graphics card for that computer, hooked it up to this monitor, and then bought an external capture card, that computer could then run OBS and whatever else, streaming services, right, while I just pump all the juice into this thing. Because I will say, man, as much as streamers talk about wanting to have a super beefy computer that can stream and play video games all at the same time, it just doesn't work, man. Streaming just takes up so much data. So much data. So why not just pump a graphics card in this thing? Why not just have two computers going, you know? Is that too much?
No. I mean, they make those cases that you can build two computers in, mm-hmm, literally for that reason, where you've got the gaming side and then you've got your streaming capture side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for like the people who are like streaming all the time, like you're going to want the best possible stream for your fans.
Yep. Yeah. In which I definitely keep telling myself that I'm going to stream more. And then by the time that I get around to being able to actually stream at 8 o'clock at night, I am just like so fucking wiped out. I am just so wiped
out.
You're
gassed. And the thought of like being online and like being like, ha 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 ha, I'm having a great time. Like, you may be having a great time, but there's a certain level of like effort that you have to put into it to like put that smile on. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I tell you I'm having a good time on stream, in reality, I am like so exhausted that
you're sitting over there like,
I am not having a good time, bro. I'm really not
unless
having a good
like,
time.
You know what's so bad is like we would be like peak for like streaming at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. 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 When nobody wants to watch a streamer at all.
Right.
Yep. I could probably, man, if it really boiled down to it, in which we'll get back into some of these Amazon Prime deals here in a second, because this is, they got some really good stuff, man, that I would love to buy maybe next year when the YouTube channel is bringing just a little more
huge.
Cash. Yeah. Massive.
Huge.
And the ideal setup, what I would love to do if we were able to quit our day jobs and go YouTube full time, I would want Mondays to be like video ideas and script writing. Then Tuesday would be recording day. Wednesday would just be editing day. And Thursday would just be like getting prepped for next week of like, what are some ideas, come up with some thumbnails and titles and get that prep work, and then video release on Friday. And then right. I would just do that every single week. And both of us would just do that. And then it would be like not all day, every day. I guess it would be like 8 to 10 hours straight of just all of that. Because I feel like it wouldn't take 8 hours to come up with an idea for a video and come up with a thumbnail and a title. So ideally, there would be a few hours of that, and then maybe like stream from like 12, video game from like 12 to 3 or something every day. Just 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 even, just something.
2, yeah.
Just get a little something in. And then jump on offline, do a little rehash and video editing of the day and blah, 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 blah. And then sign off at like 5. Go spend time with the kids. Go to bed. That's it.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you could even do it sooner if you got up early enough.
Yeah.
Started working. Finished streaming at like 2.
Yeah.
Okay, it might be a little early. But yeah.
Might be a little early. A lot of streamers, I feel like, kind of stream in the afternoons generally, you know, throughout the day, whatever. But
yeah. But maybe we're catering to our European fans. So we stream at 8 a.m. where it's 4 p.m. in England.
Ooh, yeah, that's actually a very good point. See,
that's right.
Maybe the thing would actually be like Mondays you stream in the afternoons, Wednesdays you stream middle of the day. And then, like, Fridays, you stream in the early mornings.
Like 2 a.m.
I don't know about that, bro. I could stream as early as probably, like, 5:30 if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, and be okay as long as I had, like, a coffee mug next to me. But it would be, like, 5:30 Fridays because usually I've got a lot of energy on Fridays. Yeah, Mondays would need to be afternoon streams. Wednesday, I could hit midday, you know, lunchtime. Get some gaming in. But
sure.
Out of all of the stuff, Gage, streaming stuff, electronics, Elgato stuff on Amazon Prime Day, what's besides, I guess, you said a external capture card.
Yeah.
Do you already have the Elgato key lights, or are they different key lights?
I have that, like, the key light mini that I used to use.
Are those Elgatos, though?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I only have one of them, but yeah.
And do you think that those are worth it for people to buy?
I think they were $60. It depends what you're using it for. I mean, if you're going all out for streaming, I don't like the look of ring lights. Like, I kind of, kind of weird to me. I like having 2 lights if I was streaming, or more. They're pretty good for that. And then, you know, the adjustability on them is really good. So yeah, I mean, I like it. I don't really use it a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those big lights I have, those are Neewer or whatever, NEEWER.
Okay.
So, and yeah. They're good.
Do you think that some of this Elgato gear is truly superior compared to some of the other stuff? Or do you think that it's worth looking at some of this other stuff on the Amazon Prime deals?
I mean, I think there's certainly a, in a way, like an Apple sort of ecosystem to Elgato where stuff just works together. And there's that, you know, proportional where, you know, they all have Wi-Fi and stuff, so you can all control them with an app, you can control them with your Stream Deck, you can get the foot pedals, like, it all works together, you know, where, like, that's where Elgato's kind of got that figured out, is the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Now, whether the light is better than one made by Neewer or whatever for, like, $20, it's probably not, you know? All we know, they're made by the same OEM manufacturer. They just don't have the same features or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I like my Elgato stuff, but, like, I'm always open to exploring.
Yeah, and I think, man, that's... Yeah, for me, it's definitely... I would love some stream lights. Elgato would be nice to have it all linked into one system, because I've seen their systems where it's really slick, man. You sign in, you open up your Elgato like program, and you just tell everything to turn on, and it'll just be like whatever lights you have programmed in whatever way. You click literally on your Stream Deck, the streaming button, boom, key lights turn on to the exact like color lighting
what
you want.
What you had it set to.
Yep. Turn on the camera for you. Set all that up. Turn on OBS. It'll hit the stream button for you. Like you could program to do all that stuff, which is super cool. And you're not going to get that, man, with other developers.
Yeah. I mean, the only one that's probably going to be close is like Logitech, but it's still not going to be that close.
No, it's really not. And I think the one and only other thing, man, which I've been sitting here and I've been looking. If I come across it, I may just buy it immediately. But one thing that I really want is a separate audio attachment for my camera that allows me to plug in XLR mics or like USB mics directly into the camera to use those as the audio source automatically, rather than having to use like these like third party cheaper like Rode shotgun mics and stuff. And because not that I'm gonna destroy this thing trying to get it off. Not that this little Rode mic is bad. It does really good, but it's just not the same. It's such a small mic. And especially, man, with how far the mic is from me over here, if I have it mounted and it's on the camera, if you turn your head even just so slightly, it's going to pick up all of your sound in such a different manner that... It just doesn't. It doesn't sound good. It just sounds weird compared to like a really good mic that's can pick up the depth of my voice a little bit more.
Well, sure, and I mean that microphone. Like I have one too. You know, it's for when you're out vlogging, basically. You know, where you're not really worried about how you're gonna sound. It's not meant for making a video.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know those XLR adapters and stuff for those Sonys, I think they're like $500-$600.
Yeah, and that's where it would need to be something like reasonable. The XLR or, I guess just an adapter to be able to connect some of these nicer microphones to the camera. And because I'm trying to use the camera a little bit more now, like I said, get back into streaming, use it for videos, all that kind of stuff. So, That's something that I'm kind of keeping an eye out for.
When I recorded, I mean, you know, if you had like a shotgun mic that you could keep out of frame in some sort of an XLR interface or whatever, you know, I always recorded audio and video separately, and I just synced it up in post, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't ever a big deal.
No, and syncing them up in post isn't that big of a deal either. It would just be nice to, I guess, have that kind of like freedom to be able to just like swap it over. Because on top of that, I can also use my camera as a webcam like you do, right?
Right.
And it definitely looks really good.
Not that I've done it recently, but yeah.
No, but it definitely looks good compared to like what I have. Like even just sitting here, your camera looks better than what mine is, which mine's like a kind of a cheaper webcam, but
it's, I'm just using my Logitech, my C920 or whatever it is.
Oh, you are? No, yeah. maybe mine's just all wonky because of the lighting.
Mine's just the right part of day where I actually have good lighting in my house.
Yeah, and which I don't. I'm getting hit by this like massive glary window back here, and then it's just like pitch black over here. And then I've got just a lot of computer screens giving me light. That's
you
about
too,
it.
Yeah.
So I guess having just a better streaming setup, man, would probably go a long way. Because I think that's one of the things that I've hesitated on streaming more is that I don't really want to say struggle, but it's a little bit of a struggle in just having to like, in order to stream, I got to turn on the lights, walk over here, turn on the camera, turn on this,
there's 20,
this frame
20
light
minutes
behind
of
me.
Setup. Yeah.
Yeah, and then by the time I'm done, like I said, it's 8:00. I'm exhausted, dude. I'm just like, man. And now I gotta put on.
Yeah, it takes away from like the fun of gaming, right? Like, gaming's an escape for you and me. Like, you know, end of the day, like, oh my god, I got 45 minutes. I can go play a game. You know.
Yeah, and just lay there in peace and quiet, not have to worry about anything. So.
Right.
But that's all stuff for the future, man. Eventually I'll have my little stream room. The idea would be I would have everything hooked up to just a master switch or whatever and just flip a switch,
and you just
push
walk
a button.
In. Yeah. And then hit on OBS, start streaming, and then you're on.
Yep. And be done with it. So, otherwise things that I've actually purchased on Prime Day so far. Only three things. I remember last year, Gage.
Okay.
Did you get a vacuum last year?
That was Black Friday.
Damn it.
So I've been looking at robot vacuums this year, but I'm not going to do it. But I always think like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then I'm like, am I that lazy? I could just vacuum myself.
Yeah. Yeah. The things that I purchased may surprise you.
Okay.
And you're probably, I'm not even going to ask you to guess because I don't think you'd ever be able to guess them either. So it doesn't okay. even matter. But the things that came out on Amazon Prime Day deals, surprisingly, one of them, a hop filter strainer for home brewing.
Oh.
Never would have thought that this was going to be a Prime Day deal exclusive. Blew my mind. Yeah. I've been looking at this for a while, man, and I kept thinking about buying them, and they were $25, and I was like, oh, I'm doing okay without it, you know? But, and it's just one of those things, though, man. I saw a deal, and I was like, oh, I gotta have it. I see it. I gotta have it. I've been thinking about it. There's a deal on it. Fuck it. I'm gonna buy it. And then did the exact same thing with a dry hopper filter because my dad owns one. He loves it. Sometimes it's required while brewing beer. And right. I meant to grab it from him before he left town. He left town. Now I can't go grab it. And it just so happens that I'm brewing a beer right now where I need it literally this weekend. And I happened to jump on Amazon and I was like, I wonder if there's a deal. Sure as shit, there's a Prime Day deal on it.
Nice.
Yep. And then I bought myself I bought the wife and the camper 6 tote bags.
Ooh.
That, believe it or not, man, I was actually kind of blown away that I happened to have found this deal. Not going to lie. A little impressed with myself. But a six-pack of tote bags, and these things are pretty massive. Very clean for storage, I would say. And original price, $42. Found them on Amazon for $21. 21 bucks off. Almost half off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all.
So if you're an organization freak, man, this was like a great find, great buy.
They look like they'd fit under my bed really well.
That is literally in the title says storage containers for organizing.
Oh, it does.
Bedrooms, and I think if you go into the description,
clothing.
It says something about going underneath beds, I thought.
Let's see.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh, so they have these other ones over here that are right here, the under the bed ones that are narrower. Buddy. Those look pretty nice.
And that's a prime day deal.
$14 for under them.
$14, under three the bed, pack.
$14. Oh my God.
Might have to do it. You're looking at it now. You're welcome.
I might buy it. I might pull the trigger.
You might. Just might. And then I've got two things sitting in the Amazon Prime cart because I know for a fact that I'll use these eventually. It's very difficult to ever find these, man, on this big of a sale. So I'm kind of thinking I might pull the trigger on these just because I know no matter what, I'm going to end up using these and call it like a month or two. But pre-workout powder and protein powder.
Sure. Nice.
Buy that shit all the time, dude. Use it all the time. And I just feel like I got to snag the deal while it's there, you know?
Sure. You might as well stock up.
So the real...
It's not going to go bad that quick, right?
Yeah, I don't even know if protein powder can go bad. I mean, I guess it can, probably. I've never looked.
In like a humid... Like if we lived in Florida or something, maybe
yeah.
It probably would go quicker than in this... semi-arid climate.
Yeah, you think it... I guess it would. But I guess I've never actually looked. So, anyways, I'm going to buy those things. The only other real question is, though, Gage, do I get chocolate peanut butter, strawberry banana, extreme milk chocolate shake, or cookies and cream?
What time are you drinking? Are you drinking this early in the morning?
Sometimes it's at like 6:30 a.m. Sometimes it's at 6 in the afternoon. Just depends on the day.
I mean, I guess for me, I would say probably strawberry banana, because that's going to taste good all day long. I worry about the chocolate peanut butter at 6 a.m. being a little weird. But like, I've eaten peanut butter and jellies at like 5 a.m. So those are my two. That's what I'd go between.
Okay, that's good because I have been eyeing the strawberry banana. The only really sad part is that is not part of the Prime Day deal. And the only thing that is part of the Prime Day deal is the chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, well, I guess that's what you're getting.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to lie, man.
I mean, you drink I'm not it sad about quick, it. Right? Like, you just chug it. So, like, even if you don't like it.
Yeah, the only sad part about it is then the pre-workouts are not the same flavors, man. They're very, very different. And... sometimes when you drink them, like, pretty close to each other, like half an hour to an hour away from each other, it gets a little weird. So drinking, like, a fruit punch pre-workout and then going and drinking, like, a chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah.
That gets a little weird.
Yeah, okay. I could totally see that.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why I think when you drink these things... and you're like religious into working out, you know, or not even religious, but you work out enough that you consume all of these kinds of beverages a lot. you kind of get used to knowing like what your stomach is capable of mixing and matching and all that kind of shit. Cause it can get a little disgusting if you mix the wrong ones a little too much, you know?
Yeah.
Like fruit punch just does not go well with anything, you know, like at all. But watermelon generally goes pretty well with everything.
Even with peanut butter, though?
You can stand it. Yeah, I can stand it. Even pink lemonade, tolerable. Very tolerable. But when you enter into, like, those blue raspberries, though, doesn't mix with anything, ever. Doesn't matter if it's morning or afternoon. Those are just straight disgusting. So.
Okay, if you had to... All right, this is a little off topic, but kind of in the same realm.
Okay.
If you're at a Chinese restaurant or someplace where they have, you know, leaving the dentist or wherever they have the little basket of lollipops, suckers, whatever you call them.
Okay.
And they're dum-dums. What flavor are you going for?
Oh, I used to go for root beer all the time.
Yeah, that's what I always did when I was a kid, too. I always looked for the root beer.
Yeah, it was always root beer.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now it's always watermelon.
Okay. Yeah. So I usually look for strawberry. Or the only other one that I like is I go for the mystery, just, you know, for the fun of it. And I'm usually disappointed. But, like, then it's like, if I grab a mystery and I end up with strawberry, it's like the greatest day of my life.
And I'm usually disappointed. Dude, at least you're honest with yourself, you know? That's the important part.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Totally.
What else are you eyeing on Amazon Prime Day? Or is there something, man, I guess, going into an Amazon Prime Day where do you preload your cart or do you have something in your mind like, if I see this, I'm buying it?
Well... No, not really. I mean, there's always things that I'm like looking for, but whether or not I buy them, like the newer version of the monitor I have is on sale and it's like 40% off. Oh, so it's $500 off. So I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll get that. And then I'm like,
kind of tempting.
I'm not going to do it, but I might do it. Because then it's at least $1,440, you know, by 5,000 whatever. 5,120 by 1440. But, nah, I don't think I'll do that. I did look because we had talked about the Shure SM7Bs.
Yep.
They did not go on sale.
Nope.
And they are still $400.
Yep. And.
Yep.
So I looked at that and. When it didn't go on sale and I was incredibly sad, I always go and double check, man. I'm a little bit of a shopping, I don't know, data miner, whatever, however you want to call it, man. I will research the living shit out of things before I buy anything to make sure that I am positively, except for like some of these deals on Amazon where I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to find, I know for a fact I'm not going to find pre-workout at $14.
For right.
Yeah, for this cheap with free 2-day shipping. You know, like I just know that already because I've been doing this long enough. I know that. But certain things like the Shure SM7B, where I was like, oh, $400, man. It says it's $100 off. That's pretty tempting to want to buy that if it's really $100 off. Well, let's go check it elsewhere. Let's see if it is like $100 off somewhere else. Sure shit, man. You go and you look online. It's $100 off everywhere. It's probably going to remain $100 off for a very, very long time, more than likely.
Right.
And
just advertise it as a 2-day sale to sell more.
Yeah. And yeah. If it does go off sale, that's a lot of companies coordinating taking it off of 100 days or $100 off that I just don't think is going to happen. And on top of that, Gage, I went on to, because I like doing this also, I went on to Facebook Marketplace and eBay and looked for the Shure SM7B.
SM7B, yeah.
They're all over the place, bro, for like $150, $200. People are selling them left and right.
I think it's a bunch of people like us who started a podcast and went all in, and now they're just sort of like, yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah. I would never really, I guess, do this, but there's a lot of companies over in China that are selling them like unopened and brand new out of the box for like $100. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't know if I buy that. The sellers are reputable on eBay. They're all like 99% positive feedback, 3,000 review kind of people, but I'm still just like, I don't know. You know, you pay like $60 in fucking shipping though, and it's like,
right.
It seems
crazy. You know what we need on the stream deck here? We need a Donald Trump saying China button we can hit.
China. Sir, China. Why do you keep calling it the China virus? Because it's from
China.
China.
It's from China.
It's from China. So it's the China virus. Uh-huh. Oh, so my God.
It'd be perfect for stuff like that. Like, I think it's from China. I think it's from China.
China. The China virus. Yeah, it's. We should add that 100%. So, what else, Gage? Anything else?
Hold on.
Do you like hot sauce? I'm gonna treat you to one last little
Let's
thing.
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
Anyway. What did you say? Do I like what? Hot sauce? I love hot sauce.
Yeah, I know you do, but I needed to ask it just for the podcasters, the listeners, to make sure that we can verify and hear it. This right here, my friend, is some of the best hot sauce. Just full of...
Really?
Gosh darn banging flavor, dude. Me and Chris Martin would just devour... bottles
really?
Of this shit, dude, back in the day. Yes.
Huh.
I forgot about it for the longest time. And because this whole thing started maybe back in, I don't know, 2016, 17, something like that.
Okay.
And these sales consultants, man, would buy breakfast burritos every Friday morning or every Monday morning, bring them in for the construction guys. All on their own dime, and they always brought this Green Dragon hot sauce, dude. And, Gage, when you have some time, me and you have to do this when you're feeling up to this, but we need to go to, have you been to Rudy's sandwich shop off of, Rudy Deli off of Lincoln?
Rudy Deli?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
How's it? Oh, I found it. Huh. No, never even heard of it.
Okay. So this is the game plan, dude. We have to go to Rudy Deli in the morning, go look at their menu. They have these phenomenal, dude, breakfast burritos. Phenomenal breakfast burritos.
They open up at 6:30. Nice.
And these breakfast burritos, dude, they're massive. It's the Chipotle. It's the Qdoba of breakfast burritos. Fatty, fatty, fatty burritos.
Oh, okay.
Right? It ain't like those. I mean, not hating on Santiago's, because I do actually love Santiago
but
burritos.
You could eat three Santiago's and Hell still yeah. be like, yeah, I could have another one.
Yeah, or feel like I'm going to throw up one or the other. So,
yeah.
These things, dude, their burritos are just, they're to die for. I love them. The hippie is good. The gnar is like one of the best ones out there. But you douse one of these Rudy Delis in that Green Dragon hot sauce, dude. It was like a memorable, memorable moment in my life. And it kind of just like veered off for a little bit. It kind of just disappeared in the mist because the lady that was buying all of these like quit, and then all these things changed, and then we stopped buying these, and me and Chris were too lazy to drive all the way down to Trader Joe's to go find this Green Dragon sauce.
Right.
Like, that's too far, dude. I'm not doing that.
It
was like off of Colorado.
My mom goes to, there's that one that's like a couple miles from me. She goes over there every once in a while. I'll have her look for it and get us some.
Yeah. ever see if she can find some. I mean, otherwise I could buy it right here for $20, two bottles, which isn't bad either, but.
Yeah, but you don't get it till August 1st.
Yeah, and that it's that a long part sucks. Time. Yeah, it's a really long time. It's a really long time. And this isn't like, it's not the hottest of sauces, Gage. I'll tell you that right now. It's not like.
Yeah, it's not going to burn your face off.
Yeah, it's not going to burn your butthole, kind of, make your head sweat.
That's fine with me, because I don't necessarily like that in hot sauce. Like, I'm not here to, like, experience unbearable pain. I want to feel it. I want to sweat a little bit. But I want it to taste good, you know? Like, sometimes with that hot sauce, it gets really hot.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, flavor other than hot.
Hot.
Like, you know?
Yeah, and this thing has flavor, but it's not really good flavor, and it's not hot to the point where, like, you're sweating kind of hot. Yeah, it's got a little tang to it, man, but it's a very mild, I would say, hot sauce. But this, with those fatty breakfast burritos, dude, oh my God. It's just, like, it's to die for. I love it.
All right, couple questions about it. Does it need to be refrigerated?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, did you see the flavor? This is my favorite part of the whole thing on the Amazon page. Flavor is hot. It just says hot. It doesn't say like habanero, green chili, anything like that.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Flavor, hot.
Hot.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, that's hilarious. I was like, green dragon? That's what it is. Green dragon hot sauce.
So do you like you like Cholula, right?
Oh yeah, I love Cholula. Yeah.
Do you like the green Cholula?
I haven't had a whole lot of it, but yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Cuz that's like my favorite one to just like dump onto stuff, cuz it's not that hot, but like it's got good flavor. I love green Cholula.
Okay, then if you liked that, man, you're probably going to like this, because that's kind of how this is. It's like that kind of level where it's a good sauce, man, to go on burritos. I'll just, like, douse the whole fucking burrito in this thing.
Right.
That's
what I would do, too, yeah.
You know, like, you douse it, and then you're dipping it, and then you, like, you pour it in your mouth, and then you take a bite, and you're just like, oh, yeah, this is the stuff, man.
Yeah, I can get... Green Cholula on Amazon, 64 ounces. In case you're wondering the size, that's the size of this water bottle, this giant water bottle of green Cholula for $18. Or I can get a two-pack for $35.
Is it, the real question
can
is,
get,
is it, is
I
it
can
a prime?
A, it is not even on sale. I can get a gallon of it for $35.
Will you please buy the gallon and then don't tell your roommate about it?
It'll have to be like, I'll make burritos or something for breakfast, and I'll just pull the gallon jug out and go glug 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 glug.
Pour it into like a Dickies cup, and then like dip your burrito in.
Bro, that's a great idea.
And then take a bite. For those that don't know, we have Dickie's barbecue, or like these Hickory House rib cups.
Hickory House ones, yeah.
Yeah, these are like 32-ounce cups. They're massive. So if you dumped a bunch of green chili sauce into this, like it's massive, and then you dipped your burrito in it, you'd look like just a straight like psychopath. It would be great. Phenomenal.
Yep.
Great prank to play on the roommate for sure.
I like it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see photos of it. So.
All right. I'm going to order it.
just out of humor. Why not?
Yeah. Fuck it. I mean, I'll just give, you know, half of it to my dad. He eats it all the time too. So.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Right. Last thing about burritos. I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but we've talked about Illegal Pete's, but Illegal Pete's has breakfast burritos. Have you ever had one of those?
I know that they make them, but I haven't had one. No.
Okay. They're phenomenal.
Are they?
Like, so good, dude.
We'll have to make maybe next weekend, next Saturday, Gage. Let's put it on the calendar. we're going to go to Rudy Deli and get a breakfast burrito. God. And our goal is to get that Trader Joe's Green Dragon sauce before Saturday.
Wait, I'm in Alaska next Saturday. It's going to have to wait till August.
You're just going to have to cancel your trip.
That'll give... Yeah. All right, tell you what, I'll fly back for the day. We'll eat the burritos and then I'll go back.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so maybe not next weekend, but the fall, either the 29th or the 5th, one of those days.
Okay.
We will wake up early in the morning, go to Rudy Deli together, get a hold of that. That gives us some extra time to get a hold of this Trader Joe's Green Dragon hot sauce.
Right.
Buy them, and then we'll eat them in the car. And then the next morning, we have to go to Legal Pete's, get those breakfast burritos.
Oh, yeah. And compare.
And eat that with the Green Dragon sauce and then compare. And then our goal is by mid-August, 1 month from now, we have to give a review. I'm going to write it down on the whiteboard here. We have to give a review of the best breakfast burrito in South Metro Denver area by mid-August.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down. I'll have to think of other places. I've had some really good breakfast burritos out of the back of Subaru Outbacks. Some guy pulls up, he's selling them. I'm buying it.
Yeah, trust me. Job sites, man, are littered with people like that. So yeah, I get them
all over the place.
All the time, dude. All the time.
They come rolling through, just honking the horn, like, get out of here, fuckers. It's time to eat.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
So I have it down. Burrito challenge. The burrito challenge.
Nice. I like it.
All right. Anything else, my friend?
Nah, I think that's it.
All right. Another successful podcast episode that started out with a giant bitch fest. Yeah.
We're going to just start using this as our venting. And then once the YouTube channel is huge, they're going to come look at this and just be like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
Yeah. You know what's really funny about the evolution of our podcast? It went from like organized to like, I don't really care to like, it was almost kind of dying out. Like, it was borderline kind of starting to die out a little bit there to like,
yeah,
let's pre-plan the next like 3 months. And we did. And we were like, there was at one point, we were almost like a month ahead on recordings.
Yeah, we were doing great.
But then we dove into this YouTube thing, and this podcast is like, it hasn't died off. I still love it dear to my heart, but...
Yeah. I have no problem with doing it, and I have a great time doing it, but it's not like... We don't even talk about like anything anymore. It's like, all right, let's do it.
Pre-planned nothing, bro. Literally nothing. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I love every bit of it. But, one last thing just came across. Black 2 terabyte solid state drive for M2 card. Speed of 2280 up to 150 megabytes a second. $90. Really not too bad for 2 terabytes, man.
Yeah, that'd be really good, especially for like a game storage drive.
Yeah. The only thing is that it's not fifth gen. There's one here that is fourth gen.
That's okay. My computer is only third gen, so.
Well, look at this one, dude. It's an off brand. I'm really tempted to buy this one though. This is insane speed. It's 2 terabytes, 6600 megabytes a second, solid state drive, fourth gen. 72% off.
It's a Crucial. Crucials are, that's a name, major name brand.
Yeah. It was $320. They're selling it for $90.
That's a really good deal. Huh. I wonder why. If I had a PCI Gen 4 computer.
It says, look through the pictures, my friend. It says interoperable with Gen 3 and Gen 4.
Yeah, it'll work. It just means you don't get the full speeds on Gen 3.
Yeah, but then you could hang on to it for a little bit. God, maybe I need to buy this one kind of under the rug and not let Margaret know about it. I think I have room for another solid state drive on this puppy, even though I don't need it.
I'm maxed out.
I am not. I'm nowhere close to maxed out, but I feel like I should buy a solid state drive. Gage, I probably have over, there's 1.5 free terabytes. There's another terabyte. I have probably almost 3 terabytes of data free on my PC.
You could always use a little more. I mean, I would be open
to make it 6. Replace
it. Wait, what is this one? I'd be open to replacing my hard drive with a 2.5-inch SSD.
Well, that's actually what I'm thinking. I kind of want to replace my hard drives with these solid state drives, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Man, fucking $100 for a 2 terabyte, 2.5-inch. See, those prices aren't going down like the M.2s are.
Yeah. No. But this is the other thing about tech, dude. I'm going to buy this, and it's not going to matter. All of a sudden, next year, they're going to have, like, 10-terabyte hard drives or solid-state drives that are five times faster on sale for, like, just the same price. You know? I'm looking at a deal for no reason.
We'll just buy more.
Yeah. I got to resist. I got to resist and pull back on this one. I can't do it. Just buy my protein, be happy with it, move on with life. All right. That's all we had for you guys. Thanks for joining us on another episode. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Later.